After 9 years at Bell Labs, I decided to leave the warm, cozy ivory tower for what I considered to be the real world, a university. Bell Labs, to quote what was said of Mary Poppins, was practically perfect in every way. But I wanted to leave behind something more than just scientific articles. I wanted to teach, and I wanted to give birth to my own set of scientific children. Ted Jabal, a friend and distinguished colleague of mine at Stanford, who went from Berkeley to Bell Labs to Stanford years earlier, described our motives best, and I quote, "The best part of working at a university is the students. They come in fresh, enthusiastic, open to ideas, unscarred by the battles of life. They don't realize it, but they're the recipients of the best our society can offer. If a mind is ever free to be creative, that's the time. They come in believing textbooks are authoritative, but eventually they figure out that textbooks and professors don't know everything, and then they start to think on their own. And then I begin learning from them. My students, postdoctoral fellows, and young researchers who have worked with me at Bell Labs, Stanford, and Berkeley have been extraordinary. Over 30 former group members are now professors, many at the best research institutions in the world, including Harvard. I've learned much from them, and even now, in rare moments on weekends, the remaining members of my biophysics group meet with me in the ether world of cyberspace."